You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
We're joined by Bob Costa. He's a national political reporter at the Washington Post. And Bob, very helpful during the campaign. He had scoop after scoop over the course of the campaign because he's got some great sources inside Trump world. Bob, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Great to be with you.
All right. We've seen the controversy. We're hearing all of the pushback from those who, you know, have questions about Rex Tillerson, those who have questions about Jeff Sessions. Talk a little bit about the surprise here, the expectations that maybe you had and maybe certain people had and what's actually happening. In other words, as an example, Mitt Romney spoken of a lot about Secretary of State position David Petraeus. And then at the last minute, Rex Tillerson.
Well, we're seeing an unpredictable Trump transition, and the key question for a lot of Republicans in Capitol Hill, as I speak to them, is they want to make sure Tillerson and Sessions, perhaps the most controversial of Trump's nominees, can get through without becoming a major national issue, some kind of extended debate, and that's why they're doing a lot of legwork right now, especially to get ready for Sessions' questions about his 1980s failed appointment to a federal judiciary post. He was accused of racism back then. And with Tillerson, you have his ties to Putin as head of ExxonMobil. And the Republicans want to make sure that these people can glide through rather than have a rocky experience.
This is Mary Walter. Good morning. Do you honestly think, though, that the Democrats are going to allow that to happen? I think that they are just out for blood, and I think that they will oppose anyone, even if Trump nominated a Democrat for a position. I think that they still would oppose it, that they are just going to be out for blood, and nothing is going to be easy.
I think we're going to see some Democrats certainly out for blood when it comes for Tillerson in session. But some of the others, the military figures like John Kelly, the retired general, to be head of the Department of Homeland Security, and I think you'll see less opposition just because of their background. But the ties to Russia and Sessions' controversial past, those are big targets for Democrats. And Democrats right now are trying to find something to rally behind, and they want to also look at the billionaire nature of Trump's cabinet. There hasn't been a lot of public polling on this, but they want to target people like Wilbur Ross, the nominee for Commerce Secretary, who's very wealthy, and say that Trump isn't really getting the working class a voice.
Well, I wanted to ask you that question. What kind of response are we seeing or hearing or will see and hear from those people that elected Donald Trump? You know, the forgotten people, the working man. And the media is spinning this about the billionaire cabinet and these people in the cabinet who will be out of touch with the very people who elected Donald Trump. What are you hearing?
Well, Trump himself has always been the billionaire who has been able to connect with working class people, people frustrated with Washington. And I know the Trump team isn't worried. They think that their base will see in Trump's picks people who understand wealth, understand business, and can help be an advocate for the frustrated working class. But this is an opening for Democrats. If Trump, if the balance is ever tipped and Trump is seen as too friendly to Wall Street, that would go against his whole political persona. He was always able to keep the distance from Wall Street, even as running as a billionaire candidate.
Let's face it, the people who elected Trump knew he was a billionaire when they elected him, and it didn't bother them. So, and I think the fact that he is making these people sign a pledge that they will not be allowed to be a lobbyist for 5 years after they leave, I think helps alleviate some of the concerns. They're not in there to make money off the position. They've already made their money. That being said, I just wanted to ask you, we're talking about the team and everything. Earlier in the show, we were talking about hope and what people hope for in the Trump administration. Do you think that people's hopes are maybe a little bit too high, that in the beginning they expect him to come in and things to magically change? Are we in for a little bit of reality?
We are, perhaps, because the art of governing is not as always as easily painted as the art of campaigning. But I think what most voters I spoke to in areas that used to vote for Obama but then went for Trump is, as much as they want to, quote, drain the swamp and change Washington, most important to them is getting the economy moving. So if the stock market continues to go up and jobs continue to come in, that's going to be really the test of success for Trump. That's why things like Carrier are so important to Trump and his transition team. They want to be seen as active on that front.
Mm-hmm.
So Rick Perry comes in as Secretary of Energy if he is confirmed. At one point, he wanted to eliminate the Department of Energy. Scott Pruitt, who's coming into EPA, has been in litigation. These are people who may want to dismantle the very agencies that they're coming into head. I mean, what do you see there?
Well, that's part of the reason, my sources on Wall Street tell me, that the markets are responding so favorably to Trump. The companies, the large global corporations, they see in this new administration a willingness to cut regulations, to get rid of bureaucracy, and they see that's good for business. And I think Trump is someone who didn't run as an ideological conservative, but he's given some real red meat to that wing of the party by appointing these kind of people.
Now, you're going to move over and start covering Congress, the Electoral College voting today. I just saw a piece that there is a rumor out there that some of the electors may have already voted in order to avoid any kind of harassment.
It's certainly possible. It looks like Donald Trump is poised to win the Electoral College easily today, that there's not going to be some kind of mass defection of Republican electors. But it's certainly been something that's been stirred up. Democrats have almost begged some of these Republican electors to rethink their vote. But the thing is to remember, all these people who are part of the Electoral College, they're party people, and they're not necessarily swayed by Hollywood celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We heard the campaign promise about repealing Obamacare. Can you give us a reality check on what that process might really be in the Congress?
Yeah.
Great question. You have Tom Price, the Georgia congressman, coming in as HHS secretary, and his plan is really a series of tax credits. So moving away from the federal Obamacare system to a series where individuals and companies can get federal tax credits and package them in different ways to have their own plan. How that all works is still being kind of hammered out, and it's going to need bipartisan buy-in on some fronts to make sure it can get through Congress. But that's the Price model.
It's not really a true privatization, changing it totally back to a privatization. We're going to keep a certain elements, obviously, of a government-run healthcare system then.
Well, I think there's an argument to be made there on either side. Some people could say if the federal government is redoing the tax code in some ways to maybe make the tax code smaller and less cumbersome in some respects, but also adding in elements about healthcare, that it is making it kind of a federal kind of subsidy, but it's a federal program in a way, and it's not totally privatized. And I know a lot of conservatives would rather see it more privatized.
Right.
Beyond tax credits or tax deductions, those seem to be the real ways the Republicans think through health care and, of course, buying across state lines and pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, opening up the markets for competition.
Bob Costa, national political reporter at The Washington Post. We'll be looking forward to your coverage of the Congress in the new administration in the new year. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.